I have been born with an open heart full of love. This is Instant Inspiration, Dr. Harrell Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California. I have been born with an open heart full of love. Now, there are people who will disagree with that. They will say, I'm not always so loving. Sometimes I'm kind of picky. Sometimes I'm kind of sitting on their back. Well, I tell you, if you would like to know how full of love I am, join me in my everyday life, which is not the life of working with students. It's the life of being myself and having fun. Now, in my life of being myself and having fun, I am not working with anyone except other beings who are being themselves and having fun. And everybody who is being themselves and having fun is a joy to be with. We have lots of fun. We do beautiful things. We're always smiling. We're always laughing. We're always telling about beautiful experiences and beautiful happenings in our life. And we're just being ourselves. Now, that's a nice experience. However, if we go to work, we tell our students different projects. We tell them, keep your thinking positive. Keep your thinking positive. And we tell them, keep our thinking positive. And so then they don't do that. For some reason, they feel a little rebellion in them, and they just don't want to keep their thinking positive. And so in not keeping their thinking positive, they are creating for themselves a negative block. So they look at me, and they look at the world as something that is not very happy. And they say that I'm not very happy. And what they don't understand, is that I just look right through them. I look right through them at their perfection. I look right through them at their happy heart. And I look right through them at an experience that they want to name that doesn't really exist. It's only a joke. A joke that they have given to themselves. Now, why do people like to tell humorous stories? Why do they like to tell jokes? They tell jokes because they know it's a joke. They know it's supposed to be funny. But people tell jokes from everyday life, and they're not funny. What they are is a picking up, a picking off of something that somebody else is doing or they're doing. Like, did you hear the one about my wife? Well, it usually is not a very nice joke. It is not a very nice experience. So when you have people working together, as my friends and I work together, we might say, did you hear the one about my wife? And they say, no, what? Well, she went into the beauty shop, and the beautician tried to work on her hair. And the beautician worked on her hair and made a real mess of it. And my wife is always trying to, you know, cooperate with all the local merchants and so forth. And so she came out of the beauty shop looking like the wreck of the Hesperus. You know? Just really a wild lady. And then she stepped in her car. And when she stepped in her car, what did she do? She just walked into her car. And as she walked into her car, she stuck her head inside, picked up something off the seat of the car, and came out looking like Queen Elizabeth, or who? Princess Diane. Looking just like Princess Diane. Now, what's all that about? Well, you see, the hairdresser was not doing his job. He was not paying attention. And because he was not paying attention, he messed up my wife's hair. But my wife, being the magic lady that she is, she just shook her hair and it all fell right into place. Well, why did she go in there in the first place? Because she does her very best to cooperate with the world of humanity, with the world of humans. Well, why didn't she create the guy doing the job right in the first place? Because the guy didn't do the job right. And she was not judging him, and she didn't really care. She came out, and she just readjusted her hair. We have another person like that. We call him Stefan. And Stefan is a very interesting person. He likes to go to hairdressers, and he likes his hair perfectly fit and perfectly organized and so forth. And then, and the minute Stefan comes home, he jumps in the shower, and he gets his hair all washed and wet, and when he comes out, he shakes his head like a puppy dog, and every hair falls right into place. Well, now, some of you know that's true. Some of you have seen that happen. But did you know why it happened? Did you know why it happened? It happened because that's a game that Stefan plays with the hairdresser. He plays that game with the hairdresser. Now, what game do you play with the hairdresser? Do you play the game with the hairdresser that you are so wonderful and so loving and so gentle, and you let them see through your eyes that your hair is beautiful, even though they did a messy job? And then you just go about your business and you shake. You don't have to participate with life. You don't have to participate with the experiences of everyday life. But the thing is, when you are loving, when you are pure joy and pure wonder yourself, then you're born with this open heart full of love. And all you know is love. You say, well, now what has that really all got to do with love? Well, what it has to do with love is when you love anything, as we said in our morning meditation, when you love anything, what you do is you say, my heart is filled with joy. My heart is filled with peace. My heart is filled with love. Perhaps he was just waving to say he's done. My heart is filled with all that is good. And so what is it that it makes our heart fill with love? What is it that we've been born with an open heart full of love? What does that mean? What it means is just this, that if all that we know is love, we can play all sorts of games and be untouched by the games. We can play all these games because all we know is love. And we may see people having problems, but it doesn't affect us. So if we could work with ourselves and see ourselves always living in perfect love, then every person who comes into our environment has two choices. One, they can be loved like we are, or the other, they can be ignored. And if they're ignored, that's their choice. Then they can live without love. They can live without that awareness. Or if they listen to our heart and become one with our heart of love, what happens to them? What happens to them is everything comes up roses. Now, you've heard some of these songs, like, what are we talking about? We're talking about, what do you do? How do you catch a moonbeam in your heart, in your hand, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's that from?
Sound of Music.
The Sound of Music. Now, what was that all about? What was the music in that song, in that program all about? It was all about joy, uplifting joy and wonder and magic. Now, in the story, the girl has a difficulty insofar as she does not have a happy relationship with life. She goes to the convent because she wants to find herself. And she doesn't find herself. And so they say, you're running away from life, and they put her back out in life. And then she finds that she falls in love with this man and that he's going to marry somebody else. So she has to go to the convent again, you know, because it's not working out again. And you see, she does these things and has these interesting experiences because that's all part of her life. Well, I see we are having all sorts of wonderful experiences here. So let us conclude our instant illumination this day with, I have been born with an open heart full of love, and all I know is love. So you claim that for yourself too. And I really think we ought to do it again. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Hello?